Welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show, where we discuss commercial real estate. This is your host, Ishai Breslauer. Here we meet every Monday to talk commercial real estate and prop tech. We will dive deep into the different asset classes, discuss the market, talk about the new and exciting technologies, meet key people in the industry, and get some inspiration. Let's begin. Hey guys, before we start, I just want to point out the 6 best secrets for commercial real estate. It's a free download. Go to the text side and you will find it. It has absolutely great information, completely free, how to become a landlord, how to determine the value of a property, or creative financing for commercial real estate. All of it is completely free. Go download it. Also, I want to point out my CRE crash course. It's a 2-week must-have program with a must-have skills for commercial real estate, like investment strategies, the must-have financial terms, how a deal is done. Go take a look at it, go to the text side and click on the link. And now let's continue with our program. Hi guys, this is Ishai Breslau. Welcome to the CRE Shark Eye Show. Hope all is well. We are now in the series. This is part three is coming up. The CRE Shark Eye Show took a break for 3 shows to talk about the depression because a lot of stuff is happening. The recession is happening. And usually when there's a recession, people are afraid the depression will happen. A few years ago, I've done a show that was basically did the unfolding of the entire process of the depression in 1929, how it happened, what happened, et cetera, et cetera. And I took it and divided it to 3 shows. We did part 1 2 weeks ago. Part 2 was a week ago. Go listen to that, to those, if you didn't listen to them. And now it's part 3 and last. And then we're going to be back in the normal track of the CRE Shark Eye Show. Normal type of guests, commercial real estate, prop tech, and all that stuff. But today, again, is the last part of the CRE Shark Eye Show historical overview of the 1929 Depression. You guys take care of yourselves. I hope you enjoy it. There it is. Franklin D. Roosevelt, one of the greatest presidents America had. We know him, meaning Jewish people know him also as the story of all the rabbis standing down in Washington, the stairs there, trying to convince him to go to war into Germany, and he doesn't do anything, not until later. And therefore, we have, the criticism on him is, meaning on one hand, grateful that he finally went and did whatever he did, but prior, he did not move while people were dying. So many people could be saved. But Franklin D. Roosevelt, as per America, was a great president. And everybody was rooting for him. Why? He was the mayor of New York. He was the governor of New York. And Franklin Roosevelt is perceived as a hero because in New York, he did a lot of moves that obviously Herbert Hoover was the president, but he tried internally to do a lot of things that were perceived as very positive. He was very attached to the crowd, to what happens in with the people. He came from a very aristocratic background, but his wife, Eleanor Roosevelt, she was very into chesed, what we call in charity. She was out there and trying to help all the time. And Eleanor, I guess, brought him the realities that are happening out there, the Hoovervilles and everything else that is happening, you know, in the streets, and calms out Roosevelt, and he runs for president and he wins the presidency. Everybody waited for him. Everybody wanted him to come. Everybody waited for like a savior, you know, to come and they wrote a song to him, come and help us and save us, et cetera, et cetera. He was July 2nd, 1930, elected as president. Later on came into the White House. And his slogan was, his ticket to come in and get the president was two things. One is the New Deal, which I'm going to speak about. And the second thing is the alcohol. People say that bring back the alcohol. People said that this was actually what was the main thing, because many people don't understand what the aspect of what the New Deal is and the details of it at the time, especially at that time, the uneducated, but the alcohol, everybody understands, including myself. I won't have the whiskey I had here. was really something that got him to come back and be president and change everything. But what you really did is incredible. Franklin Roosevelt changed everything. So we're talking about 1929, 1930, the country falls into a depression. 1929 is the collapse. The recession is up to 1930, October, depression, and then it goes downhill until 1932, where Franklin D. Roosevelt comes. Just to make you understand the magnitude of this thing. 2008, the recession was harsh, really, really harsh. A lot of people lost a lot of money. The pull down, the downturn, everything went down until 2009, pretty much. By 2009, everything was rock bottom, and then it started to go up. So a year, if some people, 2007, let's say, it all started to collapse. By 2009, everything started to go up. In the Great Depression, 1929 until 1932, think how much time it is. Think went down and down and more down and more down and more down. By 1932, by 1933, everything was rock bottom. So it takes about 3 to 4 years to go down, not to go back up where it was, to go down. And then it started to climb back up. The economy was rock bottom. And at the same time, Roosevelt comes. Of course, Hitler is being elected. I'm not going to talk about that. What I want to talk about, first of all, when Roosevelt came, people were still, the socialism and the communism, all these parties were starting to build up. It took time until he got started with everything, and there were a few assassination attempts. One did not succeed, of course, and the irony was the Chicago mayor at that time went up to the stage and said, thank God that, Franklin Roosevelt was spared, and he gets shot, and he gets killed, and that's the environment at that time, really, really harsh. The major, major thing, and I want to talk about the New Deal in a second, the major thing Franklin D. Roosevelt has done, the major thing was he closed the banks. I think he did it in 1933. I forgot already the date. October, oh, I forgot the date. I wrote it down somewhere. I think the date was whether 1933, 1932. I think in 1933. I think October 1933. Franklin D. Roosevelt closed the banks. Or March. Forgot. Mind. Spare me on that one. You can look it up later on. Franklin D. Roosevelt made a move that was unprecedented. He closed the banks and reopened them. He didn't do it in a way that I'm closing the banks. He didn't say it that way. He said it in a very interesting and very smart way. He said, I'm closing the banks and I'm opening up only the ones that are suitable, reliable, sound financially, and that the public can rely on, because he wanted to bring the trust, the public to trust in the banks. That's what he wanted to do. And it works. And at that point when it happens, when he closed down and he opens up only the banks that are sound, and he makes new regulations, new rules, everything that works properly, which was opposed to the pre-1929 saga, how the banks worked, etc. He made all kind of rules, and the economy is back in action. Obviously, gradually, but that was the point that ended the Great Depression, okay? And that's where everything starts growing up. Not only that, but if you recall, the dollar was attached to the gold. The value of the dollar was attached to the gold. Not until 1971, when Nixon decided to separate the gold from the dollar, which many say was a miserable mistake. They say that every single day, in order to make the economy, get the economy going, Franklin D. Roosevelt did things that were, some people say today, that were just insane. But I guess that sometimes you have to be crazy. I don't know if you know who is the president today. Sometimes in order to get things done properly, you got to be a little crazy. You got to be a little crazy, and you got to be a little bit, how do you say, unorthodox. And what he did was crazy. Every day he came and he decided what the value of the dollar of the gold would be, which is something, it's crazy to say, but that's what he did. So he came out, there's a sort of a legend that he came out one day and he said, hey, let's bring it from 7 to 21, the dollar. And people ask him why. He said, because 3 times 7 is 21 and 3 is a lucky number. And that's how we changed the economy. People started buying. People started to get. Commerce went back. Transactions came back. And everything came back. The economy came back in action. And that's what he did. People got back to work. The factories got reopened. And everything changed at that point. Everything changed at that point. It takes Joseph Kennedy, either the grandfather or father of John Kennedy, of the President Kennedy, who died later on. But Joseph Kennedy, he had all kind of, I would say, mischief had done at the time of 1929, but he still took him to be the head of the SEC, and some people say it was a very smart move because, you took the guy who knows all the tricks to become there and to create all the rules that need to be created. And to protect public from such depressions and recessions, as much as possible, of course. What was the good thing that came out, and that Ray Dalio speaks about it a lot. The new thing that came out is called the New World Order. A New World Order, it means that everything changes. And that's what Franklin D. Roosevelt did with the New Deal. The New Deal brought Social Security, which was established in 1935. Yes, there was no Social Security prior to that. Can you imagine? People did not get Social Security. It didn't happen at that. Unemployment didn't happen. All these things were established post-Depression. That's when Franklin D. Roosevelt came and changed all these things and started to get things happen. Whatever didn't work, he tried until it worked. He wanted to see the things and the economy is getting back in action. There were two phases. Minimum wage also, by the way, was created back then. There were two phases for that New Deal, quote unquote. One was immediately when he was elected, he started to get it going. And the other phase was in 1936, 1937, that time. That one worked less and brought another recession later on, which was not a perfect thing. Also, another thing that didn't work for Franklin D. Roosevelt was the farmers. It did not work for the farmers. It did not work for, they didn't like what he did. They didn't understand his aspects. He didn't understand them. And the low prices of their crops didn't help him at all. And they didn't recover. The economy did recover. It took them a lot longer to recover at that time. Those actions that he had done did not help the farmers. There were still states that did not, grow, did not get out. They couldn't get out of the Depression. For example, California has state troopers, on the roads and in the interstate, standing there and not letting people into California. People were wandering around, as I said, and they did not let them in order not to bring more problems into California. It was crazy, crazy times, really. Another thing that was not so positive at the time in relation to Franklin D. Roosevelt, the New Deal Phase 2, which happened, was the unions. The unions were a great idea to create unions, which basically were created within, but he created unions in an official fashion, like we have them today, pretty much. But the unions that the workers have created started fighting against those unions. It didn't work really well, and that did not work. And all these things brought to a recession back in 1937. I guess also he did a lot of great things by ending the Depression. He put out money into the into the public, and brought in all these the what they needed in order to get out of that state and to have the market come back into action, and to have people go back to work, and to have the factories reopen, the banks functioning, and everything, and credit being reinstalled. He did that. That worked. But the few things that didn't work, and his, I guess, the way the money was divided between certain times to the later time, brought a recession in 1937 again. Not, of course, not as bad as it was before. It was a recession again. And again, some unemployment came into the play. You would be surprised to ask for you, meaning who know history and are researchers of history, would know for me, it was interesting to learn it just recently. What brought back the economy and the recession plus depression, everything ended, okay? Obviously, it did not end until 1945, okay? 1945, post-World War. Everything got back, people got back, 1950s, the birth of suburbia, and everything started roaring up, and everything became amazing and incredible. But to put the point on what is really the issue that brought back the economy or ended the recession, World War II. Pre-World War II changed everything. How? It just did. A, you need to create the war machines, whatever needed to be done, guns, missiles, everything that needed to be created for the Air Force, and people were needed to go back to work and create all these things. Also, you had less people out there looking for jobs because men were starting to be, you know, recruited to the army. So you had less people in the street. The ask and demand, supply and demand was different. You had a lot more jobs, a lot less people. And that's what happened. That's brought the economy back. This is the story of the 1929 depression. And I just want to recap for a second. Recap how historically things were unfolded very quickly. 1929, stock market goes down. Only later, banks started getting hit. Months later, banks are hit. Later, small businesses are hit, foreclosures, the Hoovervilles, and the depression doesn't kick in until 1930, depression. By 1933, it was still in that state. Franklin D. Roosevelt was elected in 1932, got into the White House later on. At that point, when the banks got back was 1933. So you're talking about that period of time of how things happen slowly and gradually are declining and declining while everybody's hoping and thinking everything will get better. I hope you enjoyed this historical, I would say, overview of the Great Depression. I wish you well. Take care of yourselves. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Bye. Hope you guys enjoyed the series about the depression. I hope, again, if you didn't listen to the first two parts, go listen to them. We're back to normality. Next week is going to be a show with guests. We have phenomenal guests, and I hope you guys are going to enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed this series, which was a historical overview of the depression. I hope you guys got the value and some historical overview about this. Next week is back on track. I'm going to see you in the next show. Take care. Hey guys, thanks for joining me in this CRE Shark Eye show. I hope you enjoyed it. And go subscribe, download, do whatever you guys need to do. And I'll see you in the next episode. Take care of yourselves.